Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the new covenant that we have in Christ and how that ought to direct the way we live, the way we interact with one another, the way we interact with God. And this week is a kind of a follow-up to this past Sunday's message on the new covenant being the tie that binds us to God, the tie that binds us to one another. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about a covenant of visibility. A couple different aspects of that. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16 says, "But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." This passage in 2 Corinthians 3 has been talking about this contrast between the covenant given by God to the Israelites at Mount Sinai and the new covenant established with God's people through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And it talks about this veil that Moses would wear after spending time meeting with God, and he would come out of that meeting with the glory of God visible in his person. And he would wear a veil so that as he was away from that presence of God and that glory would fade, that it would not be noticed, it would not be seen. And the passage also talks about there being a veil over our heart when we're living outside of Christ, when we're living in unbelief, a veil that keeps us from seeing clearly that glory of God. But the great news, he says, whenever anyone turns to the Lord, that veil is lifted. We're able to see clearly. And I think more importantly, the people are able to see God in us and through us clearly. You see, that was kind of the point of the veil that Moses had to wear. It definitely, I would guess, hindered his vision to some extent. I don't know. I've never worn a veil that I'm aware of. But it's typically two-way. It restricts the visibility of those that are looking at the person wearing the veil as it restricts the visibility of the person themselves. And when we turn to the Lord, when we seek Him, kind of in line with the promise of God that no matter where you are, no matter how far you've gone away from God, when you turn and seek Him with a whole heart, He will be found. That veil will be lifted, that attitude, that thing, that distance that had separated you will be removed. And so this is a covenant of visibility. It's a visibility that the covenant allows us not simply to enter the presence of God, but to have the presence of God dwell within us. You see, that was the difficulty with Moses. God's presence would come to this tent of meeting, to this special place. And Moses could meet with God. And the Bible says that Moses would talk to God face to face like a man talks with his friend. But Moses, because of his position, because of his role within the Israelite community, could not stay in there. there were times he would have to come out and instruct the people and lead the people and be with the people. Now, the neat thing, I believe, and it gets overlooked easily because it's not really talked about a lot, and it's just like a verse in there that talks about Joshua staying behind when Moses would go out and talk to the people. And I believe that part of the preparation of Joshua for being the leader that he was as the Israelites took over that promised land was that time he was spending with God, as well as the time he would spend with Moses. And this covenant of visibility says that the more that we gaze upon God, the more that we grow. Sometimes we spend so much time preparing people for a task or for a responsibility or for a position. And unless that preparation includes them having time with God, we're only leaving them half prepared at best. And this covenant of visibility says that this veil is removed when I turn to God. I can gaze upon His face as clearly as possible. Because I gaze into His Word, I gaze with the heart of His Spirit within me. But the other side of the coin is when this veil is lifted, because I've turned to God, people ought to be able to see Him in me and through me. His presence, His Spirit lives within those who have called upon His name, those who have had their sins washed away, those who have received forgiveness of sin, as Peter declared in the book of Acts following that message on the day of Pentecost. The response expected of the people was that they would repent and be immersed for the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he says that promise is not just for them, it's for their children and their children's children, for all who are near, for all who are far off, including you and including me. And this covenant of visibility says God's desire is that He would be seen. That we don't simply spend time meeting with Him and have a great time and think all is good and then put a bag over our head and walk outside so people don't notice that we're Christians. Yet how often do we get caught up in that trap of acknowledging and worshiping God in a Sunday worship gathering or at a church meeting? And then we may as well put that bag over our head because we do our best throughout the week to make sure nobody notices. And God says when we turn to Him, that veil is removed. And we see Him clearly, and He should be seen through us clearly. And because His presence lives with us, within us, we don't have to worry, or we shouldn't have to worry about that glory of God fading in our life. In fact, he finishes out that third chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul says that it's an ever-increasing glory. Not a diminishing glory, not a glory that fades. But the more that we stay turned to God, the more that we pursue Him, the more that we allow His Spirit to lead and control and manage our life, our thoughts, our actions, the more that we are transformed into the likeness of Christ and the more that this glory of God increases in us. And that veil is lifted. And it's lifted because God's Spirit continually dwells within His people. Today, as you go about life, as we spend time praying, the big question, I think, is, am I living as one who has had the veil lifted? What do people see if I'm no longer hiding behind something that obscures my vision and something that obscures theirs? Do I like what I see? Do I like what they see? If not, I probably need to follow the instruction in this verse and turn back to the Lord. To turn fully to the Lord. I think sometimes it's easy to kind of face the world and give God a sideways glance just to make sure He's not too far away. You ever watch a toddler, young child trying to branch out on their own, trying to assert some level of independence. And so many times, as they walk away from their parent, they'll have that backwards glance, that side glance, just to make sure they're still there. But still wanting to do their own thing. And I suspect that's us at times. And God says when we turn fully to Him, the veil is lifted. And we can see clearly. And the covenant can be seen clearly in our life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love continues to pour into us. This ever-increasing glory as we turn our face to You. Father, today I pray specifically about this element of visibility. That as we turn to You, that You have lifted that veil so that we can see clearly. That You are with us, that Your presence goes before us. That we're not alone, that we walk with You, we walk with one another. All of those who have turned towards You as well. But Father, we also recognize that as that veil is lifted, then You become visible through us and in us. And today, God, I pray that we would make that deliberate choice to turn towards You each step that we take. That we would choose to redirect our steps when we discover that we're walking in our own way and only glancing towards You from a distance, if we're looking at all. And Father, rather than pursuing our independence, that we would pursue a greater dependence upon You. That this covenant of visibility would help us to see You, that it would help others to see You in us. That we have no fear of Your glory diminishing in us, but rather we anticipate and celebrate it growing within us. Father, may we live in such a way that we make Jesus known. May we live in such a way that we turn our steps toward You at all times. And God, today as we live life, as we turn towards You, as that covenant becomes visible, may we not only see it clearly enough that we live by it, may it be seen in us clearly enough that others pursue You, that they too would turn their face towards You, that they too would come to a relationship in this new covenant. And Father, may we be faithful in lifting up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, as the foundation to this new covenant, this covenant of visibility. May he be visible in our life, and may we lift him up so that many are drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.